I don't know whether to be disappointed or grateful for this, but more than likely the latter. How come, you ask? Because that way I can imagine things in my head. And imagination is always more interesting than reality. Haven't you noticed? I think that's why we human beings spend so much time dreaming and enjoy it as much as we do. The book you hold in your hands is a book of horror stories. The reason I like horror is because it's about the mysterious, the unexplainable. It sparks our imagination, and that, for a writer, is the most important thing. As I said, I haven't had any luck with mysterious situations. But in spite of my misfortune, or perhaps in fact because of it, I am unusually attentive to the supernatural. Every time I look in the mirror, I freeze in fear that I might see a face behind me. Whenever I climb the stairs, I tip my head up to make sure that no one is leaning over the railing, watching me from the top flight. Whenever I turn a corner, I wait with bated breath to see what evil spirit has been hiding in its shadow. When I was little, I remember there was a brown pattern on the wardrobe in my room that looked to me like a pair of eyes, always watching me. Whenever I went down to the cellar to get my bike, I ran back upstairs at a sprint. And as I made my way to the stairs, I tried not to notice the fat house spiders watching me motionlessly from their webs. Those eight-legged stage props left behind by our spectral nighttime visitors. As a child, I feared all kinds of things. And believe it or not, if someone today were to put a wardrobe in my room like the one I had as a boy, I would see the same blood-red glowing eyes. I just wouldn't dash out of the cellar as swiftly as I used to. Not because I am any less afraid, but simply because I don't know how to run as fast anymore. Pleasant reading, Dan.